The Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering rides into Prescott August 10th, 11th, and 12th, celebrating 30 years on campus at Yavapai College with 7 venues of music, poetry, and storytelling with more than 50 performers bringing their cowboy poetry, music, and history. These sessions are free Friday noon to 5 and Saturday 9 to 5. Order tickets now for the 3 evening shows at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Thursday night, August 10th, it's Dave Stamey.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as
Friday night features Trinity Seeley.
Swinging an old Holly Road.
And on Saturday night, it's the legendary Don Edwards.
All along, along, along the Colorado Trail.
It's the 30th annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, on campus at Yavapai College. Check the schedule and to order tickets, go online to azcowboypoets.org.
On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking Up with YCCA. Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA is sponsored by
Elan Electric, Delta Plus Floors, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Builders Wholesale, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Ability Remodeling, Barrett Propane, AeroSeal, Vicente Landscaping, Prescott Dirt, and Century Painting. And now from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a good morning day.
Whenever you sing it, just it feels like it's incumbent upon me to
it
respond.
Is. It
and
is.
I'm not going to do that.
I respect what do you mean? You're not going to do that.
Because I respect my listeners too much.
Can
to
you
put
whistle?
Them through that.
Do you whistle? There you go. That was good. Okay, Cinder Highlands, good morning. How the heck is everybody out there? This is Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And the gentleman who will not sing, that's my wingman, Mr. Mike Enders, Bentree Custom Homes.
And a happy August to you.
I know. It's the 1st of August.
It is.
Incredible, huh?
Time flies.
I think there's only 20-some more weeks or weekends or something before Santa comes down.
I was just going to say, I'm devastated that you haven't related this to Santa Claus.
You know what? I just did.
Okay.
But next weekend, I'll know exactly how many hours, minutes, and seconds.
You're on.
Before my favorite guy comes down the chimney.
And good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Mr. Mike. It's great. You know, for our listeners, gosh, I have a lot to talk about. We need to
we
make
do.
This a two-hour show this morning.
Well, why don't we do that? An hour on Saturday and an hour on Sunday.
Perfect. Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, we have with us all of the mayoral candidates are going to be on Hammer Time. Last weekend, we had Gene Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, our listeners are going to meet Mary Beth Wren.
Correct.
She's with us for the entire hour. Next weekend, we have Greg Mingarelli with us.
Perfect.
So I think it's great. They all wanted to be on our show, and it's the best thing that we can do for the community.
And hopefully we can enlighten them with positions on each of the three candidates.
Absolutely. So let's take a break.
Perfect.
Let's take a break. Bye-bye.
You're not only listening to Sandy, but you're listening to Hammer Time on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley on 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Stay tuned for some more ear-shattering singing, and we'll be right back.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
All gutters are not created equal, so before you spend your hard-earned money on gutters that may not withstand Arizona's harsh elements, call Arizona Seamless Gutters, a trusted name for over 30 years. Hello, friends. This is Travis Stedman, owner of Arizona Seamless Gutters. Stop in and see our showroom on 6th Street. We have gutters in all price ranges and a full range of gutter accessories, including gutter covers, rain chains, and a variety of rain barrels. Call 778-1818 for a free estimate. Arizona Seamless Gutters, quality products, people, and service you can count on.
It's time to brighten up your home. Everyone can use better lighting. It's time to call Elon Electric.
Remember, Jimmy, that's just part of what our company does. Hi, I'm Jim with Elon Electric. We're a full-service electric company.
That's right, Dad. We can handle anything electrical for all our residential and commercial customers.
And that's why you should hire Elon Electric. Call Jim.
Or Jimmy.
273-7538. Or visit Elon Electric. That's E-L-A-N Electric, I-N-C.com.
And we're licensed, bonded, and insured.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello, Central Highlands. We are now counting down the clock. Hammer Time.
We are headed to the south side.
Yes, we are. So before we bring Mary Beth Wren in, she's a candidate for the City of Prescott Mayor office,
position,
race,
uh-huh.
position, seat. I want to let our listeners know that the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, Mike, they're doing the free/drop-off program again.
Oh, super.
Now through the end of August.
I shouldn't say super. I was aware of that. So
that just came out. That's another new one, free/drop-off. I love that they do that. So, you know, listeners, take advantage of this. Create that defensible space around your homes, all your other structures. And, Mike, what are some of the items that will be accepted?
One of the things that will be accepted will be brush, branches, grass, leaves, yard trimmings. Do you want me to go into the items that may not be acceptable?
Absolutely.
And this is a clincher. Make sure that you do not include lumber, stumps, roots, cactus, metal, and garbage. All slash must be removed from plastic bags.
So this is great. Thank you, Yavapai County. And you can go to any of the transfer stations located in Black Canyon City, Camp Verde, Congress, Mayor, Paulden, Seligman, Skull Valley.
And that will be held, that free/drop-off will be held during normal operating hours.
And I don't know what those hours are. I would say maybe from, what, 7 to 5 or something?
I would think so, but you know what? They can go on and visit Yavapai.
Here, just call. Give them the number to call.
Let's just call. They can just call 928-771-3183.
Perfect. So take advantage, listeners, of that /drop-off stuff.
Perfect.
So do you go to the county, or where do you drop your slash off?
I have a number of dumpsters scattered around, so I cheat.
Oh, my gosh. You heard it right here on air. Hammer Time.
Actually, I have a confession to make.
I used to
do my own, but I've gotten so busy that I actually had a landscaper come and do it this year and take the slash away himself.
Oh, well, very good.
Supporting the local community.
Cheater. Mary Beth Wren, good morning, and welcome to Hammer Time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Sandy.
This is going to be so cool. So, why the heck are you running for mayor?
Public service. Because you know we are paid so handsomely, $750 a month.
So, you know, number one, and we've said this, any candidate running for office, Mike, and I know you would agree, Mary Beth, kudos to you for doing what so many others choose not to do. So congratulations.
Well, it really is born out of a duty to serve. And I feel like that I have been doing that all along for years for so many big issues for the town. And, when Mayor Oberg decided not to run, I feel like that I am the most qualified candidate. And that's why I decided to step forward, because there's so many issues that I feel like I've already been working on and I think that are critical to the town. And that I'm up to speed on, and that's why I decided to run for mayor.
And, you know, a couple of those critical issues, and we can share them with our listeners, but you are a great researcher. I mean, I don't know how that – are you behind a computer and 24/7?
I don't read much People magazine or watch Game of Thrones or anything like that. I guess I can tell your listeners, but it is something – I am an appellate attorney by trade. But I think what I find kind of draws me to that is I think that a voter that is informed makes the best decisions and makes the right decisions. So I found that what I like to do with issues is – I do the long, down, and dirty work, and I try and distill things to bullet points for voters. And I was a teacher at one time, too, so I like to teach. And I think that I am a good teacher, and if I can distill things down to certain bullet points, as I said, that they can then make those decisions themselves and in maybe their own best interest and what's the best interest for the community. Because sometimes certain topics – for example, PSPRS are intimidating just by virtue of the fact of the vocabulary itself. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times people will defer to politicians, and I can tell you the politicians don't understand it.
I was just going to say that the educational background and your teaching abilities not only will help with explaining things to the public, but also with the council.
Yeah, that's true. Council, and I'll tell you the truth, the state legislature.
Yes. So you said you were a teacher. I never knew that about you. What grade was it and what subject?
It was 7th and 8th grade, and I taught everything.
Wow.
How cool is that?
It was. And I actually missed teaching. It really was neat. And it's funny, at the time, there were some of the girls who actually looked as old as I did. So I pulled out my class picture the other day, and I had trouble finding it. I said, wow, she looks actually older than I do. It's a little scary.
How cool is that? 7th and 8th graders. I can remember being in the 7th and 8th grade and 6th grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun.
Was this in a local community? Or?
Oh, it was back in Philadelphia, and taught Catholic grade school.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps it wasn't quite what the nuns had in mind, because I taught religion, but I actually would take a rock song, and then I would actually look at scripture, and I would kind of relate to the kids that way.
And you know what? I bet those kids still remember that.
You know, they do. And I would run into them years later.
Uh-huh.
And they would say, Miss Wren. And they would come up to me. So it was clear that I made an impression.
That's good.
But I think at that age, when you start talking about morality and how to, you know, they're going to make life choices. But that is when you really start to develop an analytical ability. And I think some of your morals are set. And I think that's the times when you start to make a break from your parents. And so I hope that I made a good impression on those kids when I taught.
Well, the key is getting into their heads. And sometimes the raps on the knuckles with a ruler doesn't always work. So
no,
kudos
it kinda,
to you.
It kind of does have the opposite effect
there
for
you
sure.
Go.
So let's ask this question, and we know there's only going to be one winner in this race.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very close-knit opportunity. They're candidates. They all have something great and treasured to bring to the city of Prescott. Mary Beth, and I don't like to talk about negativity, but if you are not fortunate enough to be elected as mayor for this city of Prescott, what's next on your bucket list? Would you go back to teaching and singing rap songs with students?
Well, I never sang the rap songs, that's for sure. That's I've been working on a lot of issues. The structured sober living homes.
Phenomenal.
And legislation with that. There are some more legislation that has to be done. I'm continued to keep in touch with the sober homes, both here and in Phoenix, because we need to garner their support to make sure that legislation is passed. And as far as reform, structural reform to the system, I am now lecturing around the state with the Stringer's and Campbell's ad hoc committee. That will continue through the fall and into the winter. I think that is not a one-session deal. And I think that that I will continue with that. I've put together over 2,000 hours of research on that topic, and I think I will continue to do that as well, because I think not only just here, but all of rural Arizona fire districts, I think when you can explain that to people in simple terms, I think people make the best decisions, and I mean equitable and sustainable solutions for everyone, the taxpayers and the rank and file, because unless there is true reform, I worry that there won't be pensions for the rank and file members.
Well, you're doing a great job with all of this in your research, and kudos to you. I don't know if I even have the wherewithal to do that.
Well, the nice thing, though, is that being able to understand the legal and just the legal linguistics, and to be able to not only understand and interpret that, but to reduce it to the where the rest of us commoners, and I include myself in that, can understand. So kudos to you with your bullet point presentations.
Well, thank you. Because when you start using words like actuarial accrued unfunded liability, people
it's
just
like,
walk away.
Yeah.
So you can tell by the glazed look in their eyes.
Yeah.
So you're from Philadelphia. Okay. What do you miss most about Philadelphia?
Soft pretzels.
Ooh, yeah.
Absolutely. There's nothing out here like it. And you're right. Have the hot mustard on it. Oh, definitely miss that the most.
So we need to find soft pretzels.
Well, we need to find out what brought her to be able to get away from the soft pretzels. We need to find out what brought her to Prescott.
We will find that out. Do we have to go to break?
I think we do.
Okay. Go.
You're listening to Hammer Time on Talk of the Quad Cities, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. So please stay tuned for some great messages. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
Create more warmth and beauty in your home that only Hardwood Floors can give you by calling Delta Plus Hardwood Floor Installations and Refinishing in Prescott. Delta Plus can provide a beautiful, solid hardwood floor and durable custom finish that gives you a complete feeling of enjoyment and satisfaction for your home. We can even customize your flooring to reflect your personality. Visit our website at deltaplusfloors.com. Again, deltaplusfloors.com.
Get out of my sandbox. It's that time of year again. Companies you've never heard of with offers too good to be true. Free this, discounted that. Yuck! This is Mike from Moyers Heating and Cooling, your Carrier Factory authorized dealer. We've been serving the Quad City areas, Sedona, and all parts in between, honestly, since 1998. No gimmicks, just fair prices, the best staff anywhere, offering common sense solutions to your comfort problems. Call Moyers, your local Carrier experts, or look us up on the web at MoyersHVAC.com.
Need landscaping? Need yard maintenance? Do you have weeds? Do you need FireWise cleanup? Then Home or Business Vicente Landscaping is the company for you. Over 20 years, Vicente Landscaping has provided creative, innovative, and cost-effective landscape services to the Central Highlands. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Vicente Landscaping is committed to ensuring your complete satisfaction. So spruce up your yard with Vicente Landscaping.
When it comes to patio doors, you want style and innovation. When it comes to windows, you want energy efficiency and durability. I'm Ty from Builders Wholesale. We have all that to offer and then some. Builders Wholesale wants you to have unbeatable quality with all the choices you want in custom windows and patio doors. At Builders Wholesale, it's all about you. So give us a call at 778-6655 or check out our product lines at builderspresscott.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello, Central Highlands. Good morning and welcome into Hammer Time. If you just joined us, where the heck were you for the first segment? That's what I want to know.
Where was what?
Where were they the first segment if they just joined us?
Well,
why
that's
are
a good
they
question.
Late? I know.
Maybe they slept in. So if that's the case, they'll have to listen to us tomorrow morning. If they're hearing this on Saturday,
boy,
they'll have to listen on Sunday to catch
listeners,
the first part.
You got it. Our guest this morning is Mary Beth Rinn. She's running for mayor for the city of Prescott, along with two other candidates. And before we went on break, we were just talking about soft pretzels in
yes,
Philadelphia.
We were. And we had the burning question as to what would make one eliminate soft pretzels from their diet and come to Prescott.
Well, I was going to give you like this fabulous thing that I got, this great book deal from the New York Times that I had to come out here. But simple
but the real fact.
But the real fact is I got a divorce and I had to want to start over and I picked Prescott. How's that? And they have great road bike riding and that's really why I'm here.
Yeah, because you are into bike riding.
I am.
No, you're not a bike rider. You're an off-road girl.
No, I'm a roadie.
A roadie.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
So I ride from Prescott. My road ride of choice is to ride to Wilhoyt and back.
Wow.
On asphalt?
Yes. Through the Spars, Prescott National Forest.
So do you have a bike with...
No, I don't have a bell on it, Sandy. Please don't even start with that.
Or a basket.
You're correct.
With skinny little tires and all these gears?
Real skinny little tires with a whole bunch. Yes, I do.
I'm so impressed. So, okay, do you ride back uphill or just ride down?
No, I just walk. Yeah, of course I ride. Yes.
Down and back.
Yes, I do.
I'm pretty darn impressed.
I'm just laughing because I can absolutely see Mary Beth on her bicycle, but I'm picturing you on a girl's Schwinn with balloon tires and a basket and a bell ringer and streamers out of the handlebar.
Yeah,
I did.
Absolutely.
That
Couldn't
was
you?
My beach bike.
I know.
Okay, beach
and
bike.
And it was purple.
It is. I'm the one with the little helmet and the glasses and things like that.
And you love it.
I do. And that's what keeps your head clear.
It does.
Do my best riding and then ride at the same time. It's amazing with the cadence on the bicycle how much you can clear your head and be able to explain things to people. Thoughts pop in your head, and I go, oh, that's the way to explain it to someone. So I actually need to do that.
Okay. So how about safety on the road on a bike? I mean, is it dangerous?
It could be, but I find the people here very courteous.
Okay.
Where I ride, I have never had a run-in with a car, so I'm blessed to live where I live. Have there been accidents on the road? Yes. But I consider myself an excellent cyclist, so I'm careful. I listen to the cars and things like that. So
good for you. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden a bike, Mike?
Ridden a bike, Mike? Yes, yes, I have. But just to piggyback on what Mary Beth just said, I think that the courtesy goes both ways, for bicyclists to respect the automobiles and certainly for the automobiles to respect the bicyclists or the cyclists, because for one or the other to take control of the entire road is absolutely inexcusable.
Correct.
So, Mary Beth, back to why you're running for mayor. What style of leadership do you think that the city of Prescott needs coming into this new chain of events, new council and mayor?
Well, I think we're in a different era. We're a small town, but we have big city problems right now. And I think with this pension liability, we are in a different arena. The way the public pension liability is crowding out city services. So I think you need a mayor who really has the ability to see the big picture. I think you need a mayor who really knows the topics. And I think you need a mayor who can really be able to listen to people who are experts in their field and really see things not only at the ground level but also at the 30,000-foot level and be able to have a vision for the future. And I think to be able to navigate both things is kind of delicate, because you have to see the task at hand but yet look at the future at the same time and make decisions for day-to-day but also into the future.
Now, we've had council representatives, we've had mayors in the past. Oh, this is not a full-time job. I'm just going to come in a couple days a week. I'm coming in once a week. What do you see the time constraints and the limits on being mayor?
I absolutely believe it is a full-time job. And I know Mayor Oberg is there sometimes before 8 o'clock in the morning. He's there till 5, 6 at night. Sometimes he's events take him Saturdays and Sundays, and I think that's what's made him an effective mayor. The council does establish policy, and I think his job is to make sure that the policy is being followed. But I think the one thing that the mayor's office allows is that he is the bully pulpit. And I think especially given the problems that we have, that what Mayor Oberg has established, for example, is the Mayor's Summit on PSPRS. And I'm sorry to keep bringing back to this topic, but he is now galvanizing mayors around the state. Because I can tell you from spending the time down the legislature that I do, the legislature, by and large, are two things, that they do not understand the topic and that they are afraid to tackle this. So I really believe that it's going to be from the ground up in order to really deal with this problem. So I think that you're going to need a mayor that can take up the mantle that Mayor Oberg started and really make sure that we put pressure on the legislature from around the state, all these rural areas, the fire districts, to make sure that the legislature steps up to the plate and understands the difficulty these rural areas have in meeting our bills. Because right now they sit down at Phoenix and they think everything's fine.
And, you know, he's done a great job in putting together this summit for the mayors on the PSPRS, and I truly hope that the new mayor and council that you champion this forward immediately, it cannot stop.
Correct. And again, you need a mayor who understands it so you can continue to explain this to the other mayors, because each year that goes by, more and more cities are faced with a bigger financial problem. And I think a lot of times they just didn't understand it because it happens so fast. And when you explain to them, this is why this is happening, and it's just not a matter of, well, just pay a little bit more of a tax increase and it all goes away. And I think what Mayor Oberg has done is to explain the gravity of the situation and really how the system is set up. And I think you need a mayor who can do the same thing and continue to explain, look, it's just not a matter of putting a few more pennies in the coffers, that structural reform is needed.
So we've talked about some serious issues taking mm-hmm. place in the city of Prescott. What's something good that's going on that you see in the city of Prescott? What's some of our positive points we have happening to us? What's our positive personality?
What I see is, I think, what I think is the neatest thing here is so many retirees that come here, their willingness to help. And I see them stepping up with their volunteer times, whether it's willingness to read to the children in the schools, willingness to volunteer where I see at the libraries. I see a lot of neat events that take place on the plaza. I just think that the neat energy when I see people come here, and how long you've been here, whether it's 2 years, whether it's 10 years, they still have such a love for the city, and they still have such a positive so I want to say energy, but really a vision for the future, and know things are – it's all good here. And that's what I like, and I see that too, and it is all good here. And there is a positive future, and I do believe with the economic development that we can expand our tax base, and that is the way to move forward with our city.
Fair well, enough. Good answer. I like that. I like positive. So we're at the bottom of our hour. We're going to continue our conversation with Mary Beth Wren. She's running for mayor for the city of Prescott when we come back from a very short break. So don't go away. Stay with Mary Beth Wren, Mike, me, and our engineer.
Hello. We got here as soon as possible. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I just opened my energy bill, and it set a new record. My furnace is only a few years old, so there must be a big problem with it.
Have you checked the air duct system? It might be leaking.
No, it's the furnace, because I get a different temperature in each room in my house.
Sounds like a leaking air duct system could be the culprit.
And the household dust, it's getting excessive. There must be a problem with my furnace.
Or your air duct system could be leaking.
Are you suggesting that my air duct system affects my furnace?
Well, it does provide the support required to keep your furnace operating efficiently and providing enhanced levels of home comfort. Leaking air duct systems can cause uneven room temperatures, excessive household dust, and high energy bills. Eliminate these problems with the patented AeroSeal duct sealing technology. After all, a central heating and cooling system is only as effective as the air duct system that supports it.
For more money-saving information, call your local AeroSeal dealer at 925-5353. AeroSeal.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do.
Barrett Propane.
the name that's tried and true.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it comes to construction and remodeling, it's best to leave it to the pros. I'm Mike Daniel with Ability Remodeling and Home Services, and I've been completing award-winning remodeling projects for over 15 years now. Everything from handyman and repair services to complete remodels and additions. Ability Remodeling is a general contractor that is a proud employer of individuals with developmental disabilities. Give us a call today at 458-6044 or find us on the web at abilitypresket.com.
This is Michael Medved. Join me weekday afternoons from noon to 3 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
The long and winding road.
Remember that thing called curb appeal? That's exactly what Prescott Dirt gives you. No, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about beautiful flagstone or paver walkways that lead to your door. I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we are now the only retail outlet in northern Arizona of beautiful Pioneer pavers for your yard, patio, or walkway. See our displays of Pioneer pavers at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations, and we'll rock a new look for your landscape. See for yourself at PrescottDirt.com.
At Arizona Seamless Gutters, we take pride in our work. We install the best quality gutters with the best possible materials like Galvalume, the strongest seamless gutter available. We always use new, updated, and well-maintained equipment and have a huge inventory at all times in our warehouse. Every gutter installation is tested to ensure proper flow as well. Call us to schedule a free estimate or stop by and see us on 6th Street. Arizona Seamless Gutters. Quality products, people, and service you can count on. YCCA members for nearly 20 years.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do.
Barrett Propane,
the name that's tried and true.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's time to brighten up your home. Everyone can use better lighting. It's time to call Elon Electric.
Remember, Jimmy, that's just part of what our company does. Hi, I'm Jim with Elon Electric. We're a full-service electric company.
That's right, Dad. We can handle anything electrical for all our residential and commercial customers.
And that's why you should hire Elon Electric. Call Jim.
Or Jimmy.
273-7538. Or visit Elon Electric. That's E-L-A-N, electricinc.com.
And we're licensed, bonded, and insured.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning to you. Mary Beth, do you sing?
No, and you know what? I don't have enough coffee in my system to deal with the two of you right now. It's too early in the morning.
Wait a minute. What does that mean, dealing with the two of us?
Well, the singing and the whistling, like, just not enough.
Not enough caffeine. Oh, not enough caffeine. Okay, so Mary Beth Wren, you're running for mayor for the city of Prescott. And, you know, again, like we said earlier, Mike and Mary Beth, we've got great candidates out there running for the slate of seats. And it's truly exciting.
It is. And I just want to piggyback on something you both talked about before. It is so easy to sit on the sidelines and complain and take pot shots and do Monday morning quarterbacking. If you really feel that intense about something or about things, then you need to step up and get involved. Yes, you have the right of freedom of speech to criticize and disagree with, but by gosh, you need to get involved if you're going to make that the priority in your life, and that's just a pet peeve of mine. So
it is true. You know, it's amazing because I had to tell you, I'm sitting here, I have two law degrees, and I got to tell you, it's the majority of things that people tell me is what shoes to wear. Stop wearing blue jeans and what shade of lipstick? And I'm thinking to myself, good grief, it's 2017, and all they're talking about is what shade of lipsticks I should wear.
This is important. Why?
It is. Yeah. That's exactly from where I sit. It makes my head want to just blow right up.
Red. There's only one shade.
Yeah. Well, I, you know what? I didn't even own lipstick till a year ago. So this is, you have to understand. You know, I grew up with three older brothers. If you couldn't play tackle football, you know what I mean? It's like you couldn't survive in my house.
That's
so
funny.
This is why this is a little difficult for me.
That's cute. So what are your thoughts on economic partnerships, public-private partnerships, like the city did for Trader Joe's?
Well, it has to depend on what the project is. Obviously, it worked out well for the city, but it really has to depend on what it is, because I'm not sure that Trader Joe's wouldn't have come here anyway, because if they saw that the population and given the demographics that it would have been a successful business anyhow, that they would have made money. Do I believe that we need incentives? I do. But yet there's some businesses that will be very successful. And
regardless.
Correct. So, but there are some things that I think it has to be on a case-by-case basis.
Perfect.
So I don't think we should be throwing money out any single time just to get business here. I'm a little suspect on that, because sometimes it doesn't work out well for the city and, for example, the mall. So I'm just worried about kind of people think that's a panacea. If the government throws money at it, you know, that people will come and it's always going to work out, because a lot of times it doesn't.
What, now, Wildflower is expanding. You've seen their construction starting on the little hill by the mall, so that's pretty cool. And then, of course, Touchmark. What do you think about Touchmark, Mary Beth?
It's a good
employment base.
It is. It is.
Yes.
So, and I know that the project is going to, it is bringing a lot of jobs here, and I think that project is kind of geared for the city and the demographics.
Right.
But I'm looking at the mall itself, and I'm actually thinking kind of what my plans for economic development is, and we keep talking about expanding the tax base and bringing the millennials here and, you know, cybersecurity and tech jobs. I'm looking at the mall being, I don't want to say the anti-Touchmark, but kind of appealing to the millennials. We always look at, you know, live, work, and play. And I'm looking at that. I would love to, I'm looking at retail dying. And so I don't see the mall in the long run being able to, because of malls across the country.
It's a universal problem.
Correct. Because Amazon is taking over everything.
Right. Absolutely.
So I'm looking at the mall. If we're looking to bring millennials here and we're looking for security operation centers and things like that, why don't we look at the mall to appeal to the millennials? Why don't we have they can live there, or they can work there, and they can play there? And why don't we have the mall used for that? And just so that's, you know, if I were queen for a day, I would try to market it and then have somebody come in there to do that with the mall.
Well, you may get your opportunity if you're mayor for a term. and I applaud you for looking at that, because there are opportunities. And I've heard just the opposite of, oh, my gosh, woe are we. The malls across the United States are dying. And is this going to be a blight? To me, it's an opportunity. And it can be used for a lot of different
things.
Sure,
it's a do-over.
Absolutely.
Right.
It would be kind of fun to make condos out of it, or apartments.
It's all of it. It would be a mixed use.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Put in dry cleaners and a pizza and a soft pretzel place.
There, absolutely. And the kids like to work where they are. I mean, think about what Bill Gates was doing. These people were working 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. Mm-hmm. I forget what he said. We don't care what 20 hours a day you work. Just go ahead and work.
Yeah.
So and that's
that'll
you know these kids
cool.
are making apps and working all and so that's it. They're going to live and work right where they are.
Mm-hmm. Great opportunity.
So would you want to be a millennial if you had it to do all? If you could be king for a day, would you want to be a millennial?
I'm comfortable in my own skin. Thank you.
Really?
Would you want to be a millennial, Mary Beth?
Not only no, but no.
I think it's very difficult growing up in different generations. And you look at your parents when you were growing up and saying, oh, what a bunch of old fogies, and they're, you know, sticking the muds and whatnot. And now we are them. But I think each generation has its own place, and the newer generation, good on them for bringing up new ideas, but it would be difficult for me to adapt.
Absolutely. I feel sorry for them. You know, I like when I go to a restaurant and I see they're all out together eating and they all have their cell phones out. And I thought, wow, what a communion of spirit here. And they all have their phones out. No one's speaking to each other.
Yeah.
I know. That is pretty amazing. Pretty darn amazing.
Hit the nail on the head.
So besides running for office, I know that you're involved with the community, Mary Beth, through your research, your mega research with PSPRS and the Sober Living Homes. I mean, thank you for doing that. Do you volunteer any place? Or I know you like to bike ride, and I'm sure you call the city when you see potholes.
Well, I've done a lot of dog training. I've trained dogs for disabled people.
Cool.
So I've done that as well.
I was just going to break in and say, so going back to the Bill Gates scenario, of the 4 hours left a day, what do you choose to do with your time?
Yes, my free time is spent oddly, I guess. I don't watch television. And so my free time, it is probably bicycle riding, and I spend with my dog.
Okay, good job.
Ask you, what kind of dog?
She is a Tibetan Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cute.
She's painfully cute and painfully spoiled. So it's actually hard to keep ahead of her. I would call her a puppy genius.
Yeah.
I've had dogs my whole life, but she is by far the smartest one I've ever had.
Interesting.
She's all white. Isn't she kind of
white? White and sable.
Yeah, it's really a cute little dog. Mike has, a bear, I think.
Yeah. Started out as a little puppy, but it's now a close to 80-pound German Shepherd. So
this one is trained. She can actually even pick up coins off the floor now for me.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
She's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pets are great.
But, okay, what do you think of a Larkin Street, the new modifications on a Larkin?
Personally, it does look pretty. I'm a little concerned on the overbuild of it. I know a lot of people say, well, that's great, but it looks beautiful. And, well, I wish my street looked like that. I'm concerned that the money that was spent there that, you know, again, I don't know the cost and when that was the project was decided upon and voted upon. But, you know, just as a taxpayer walking down the street, and if I look at how much did this cost and how many other streets could have been done for that cost, I know people said, well, it didn't cost that much more. Well, I'm thinking, well, what did you want them to say? Wow, we got taken to the cleaners on this one. Well, of course they're going to say it didn't cost that much more to do it. But
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
It's just beautiful, and it gives this street. In fact, I drove down it twice.
Did you?
I had to see if it was the same going each way.
It is beautiful, but every citizen could say, well, why not my street?
Right.
And I think they're going to do a few more, but this was just a test street, I believe. And it's just a personality on it. It's fabulous.
So I have to know, when you're going up and down it, one was going downhill and one was going uphill, so did it look different?
No, Mike.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, before you answer that, you can take a break, and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, but I'm going to say no, Mike. It didn't look any different. It's the same.
Just checking.
I stayed on the proper side of the street. Okay, we have to take a break. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And our most welcome guest with us this morning is Mary Beth Wren. She's running for mayor for the city of Prescott. So don't go away, and we'll be back to continue our conversation.
Create more warmth and beauty in your home that only Hardwood Floors can give you by calling Delta Plus Hardwood Floor Installations and Refinishing in Prescott. Delta Plus can provide a beautiful, solid hardwood floor and durable custom finish that gives you a complete feeling of enjoyment and satisfaction for your home. We can even customize your flooring to reflect your personality. Visit our website at deltaplusfloors.com. Again, deltaplusfloors.com.
When it comes to patio doors, you want style and innovation. When it comes to windows, you want energy efficiency and durability. I'm Ty from Builders Wholesale. We have all that to offer and then some. Builders Wholesale wants you to have unbeatable quality with all the choices you want in custom windows and patio doors. At Builders Wholesale, it's all about you. So give us a call at 778-6655 or check out our product lines at builderspresket.com.
Need landscaping? Need yard maintenance? Do you have weeds? Do you need FireWise cleanup? Then home or business, Vicente Landscaping is the company for you. Over 20 years, Vicente Landscaping has provided creative, innovative, and cost-effective landscape services to the Central Highlands. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Vicente Landscaping is committed to ensuring your complete satisfaction. So spruce up your yard with Vicente Landscaping.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, I'm sad. Mike, are you sad?
I know why you're sad, because we have rounded the bend.
I know. Mary Beth, are you sad?
Yes, I'm at the tissue box sale.
Because our show is almost over. See, we could talk for hours.
We could.
So, listeners, we replay again tomorrow morning, Sunday.
If this
same
is
time. If today's Saturday, we replay tomorrow morning, Sunday. Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning, we air. So, Yavapai County Contractors Association, we are committed, I mean totally committed, to serving the community, the industry, helping the citizens. And I like what we do.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
I think we do a great job at what we do. So we fight government sometimes, Mary Beth. So if you are elected a mayor, expect to see me in your office
because I will
be there.
Good. I'll have a chair with your name on it.
Thank you.
Why should things change? She's already got one down there.
you know what? It's all about communication and respect for one another and working together to try to solve problems. And that's what we have to do.
It is. And I find out even with dealing with people that I consider maybe on the other side of the political spectrum, you know, you really do want the same thing. And it just, how do we get there? And you do find that you pretty much are on the same path. It just maybe it's communicating the problem a little bit differently or communicating the solution a little differently. And you do get to the, if you're willing to be open and listening, you end up getting to the solution the same way.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can get past the authorship, sometimes with the opposing sides, another way of saying ego maybe, is that it doesn't matter whose idea it is in a perfect world. If that's the right solution, then let's go forward with it.
Absolutely.
So, and solutions, and that's one of my pet peeves, and then I'll back off, is that the old saying, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You don't always come to the table with a solution, but through the interaction with your peers and the opposition, you betcha you can develop a solution.
And I think you have to understand, too, that's a great point. I think you have to understand what's important to the other side. And you have to be willing to say, well, is this that important to me? But when you can understand what they need, mm-hmm. and then be willing to meet them on that. And that's important.
How about with a lot of candidates I've heard out there on the campaign trail, Mary Beth, that they say one of their priorities and goals is to maintain Prescott's quality of life. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
What that means to me, I think people came here because of what the city looks like and feels like. And so, you know, nobody, I think that has to do a lot with, you know, they turn the corner and they say, well, is it all of a sudden going to look like L.A. in 10 years? Because they are frightened that, you know, it's just going to be one giant city if we go from Prescott to Prescott Valley, Dewey. And so I think that has a lot to do with is that the concern? And but it is funny, at the same time, people are like, well, I'm here and nobody else can come in too. And I'm like, well, that it doesn't work like that either. Like, people have private property. It is their property and they have the right to develop it. And I said, would you like me to go into your house and tell you you can't put that color carpet in or you have to paint your walls? And they're like, well, no. And I said, well, it's pretty much the same thing. So it is a balance of that. So I think growth is important, and I think absolutely water resources are important. So I think we need to balance that, and people have to understand that I think Prescott's been doing a good job at that and keeping all those things that are important to us, keeping that small town feel, whether it's events on the plaza, but knowing that growth is important to keep us moving forward.
It is. It definitely is. We do need it. How about the airport? What are your thoughts on the airport expansion?
I think it's critical. Again, our pension liability is choking out our city budget. And I think the airport expansion is the key to that, because you need to expand the tax base, because the bottom line with all of my research on this pension problem, we cannot sales tax our way out. Nor is the pension board going to invest their way out of that. So without but I look at it, low water use, high tech jobs, jobs that can add to the community, bring a younger demographics into the city that can really add some vibrancy. I think it can exist side by side to what we have right now. That I think it's critical. We need to bring the CEOs. They come in here. They need to get back and forth to Seattle, whether Park City, Utah, San Jose. They're not going to be able to do that with the airport that exists right now. And Lord knows they're not going to drive up and down I-17. So we need to – the terminal needs to be built. We have to work on a maintenance facility there so they can be able to work on these bigger jets. So these are the things that are priority for me for sure.
Good answer.
Good, great answer.
So, Mike, do you have more questions for Mary Beth?
Actually, you just stole my thunder, kiddo. That's
don't blame that on me. No, Mary Beth, he always does that.
So maybe since I didn't have anything special, is there something that you'd like to touch on that we haven't had a chance to talk about?
I think, you know, being the mayor is, I just want to reiterate, people talk about that you're just one of seven votes on the council. That could be, you could look at it just that way. But I think what makes the mayor's position so important is the bully pulpit. That is the ability to go around and speak not only in the city, but also around the state on issues that are critical. And I think you really do need a person that really understands the issues, that can meet CEOs, that can meet venture capitalists, that can meet legislators, the governor, people from all around the state that can talk about issues that are important to your own town, but that can identify even with the normal common working folk. And I think that's what I offer to this community, that I can do all of those things that I just said. And that's the most important thing I think I would like your listeners to know, that I have the ability to do all of those things. And they can visit my website, votemarybeth.org. I've written articles from public pensions to recovery homes, and they can see where I stand on a lot of these issues.
So have you had fun in the candidate arena?
I do. I really like talking to people. I like hearing what's important to them. And I'm getting better at the chit-chat. but I do. I really like meeting people.
So, and it's hard work, isn't it?
It is. You know, you're right. After a couple hours, you are exhausted.
So no time is yours, really. You're out there on the trail and going here and there and walking around with Mary Beth for mayor buttons.
Yeah, I try not to. I mean, no, I do. I mean, they yell at me that why I don't have that. So I'm pretty shy by nature. I think I spent the first 6 years of my life behind my dad and just hanging on his leg. And this is my daughter. And he has to drag me out in front of him. So it's been a learning process for me to be able to go out and say, hey, I'm Mary Beth Rinn. I'm running for mayor. So I'm getting better at it.
Say it one more time.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Rinn. I'm running for mayor.
Good job.
Very good.
So it's a mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. They come out the 1st of August, don't they?
I believe starting August 7th.
Yeah, they come out. So listeners, mail in, do it. We will be back shortly to wrap up Hammer Time, so don't go away.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
When it comes to construction and remodeling, it's best to leave it to the pros. I'm Mike Daniel with Ability Remodeling and Home Services, and I've been completing award-winning remodeling projects for over 15 years now. Everything from handyman and repair services to complete remodels and additions. Ability Remodeling is a general contractor that is a proud employer of individuals with developmental disabilities. Give us a call today at 458-6044 or find us on the web at abilityprescott.com.
Get out of my sandbox. It's that time of year again. Companies you've never heard of with offers too good to be true. Free this, discounted that. Yuck. This is Mike from Warriors Heating and Cooling, your Carrier Factory authorized dealer. We've been serving the Quad City areas, Sedona, and all parts in between, honestly, since 1998. No gimmicks, just fair prices, the best staff anywhere, offering common sense solutions to your comfort problems. Call Moyers, your local Carrier experts, or look us up on the web at MoyersHVAC.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, we are certainly on the south side, the downhill side, the closing side of Hammer Time this weekend. We were honored to be able to bring to you this morning Mary Beth Wren running for mayor for the city of Prescott. As we said last weekend, we had Gene Wilcox on. Next weekend, we will have Greg Mangarelli with us. So, Mary Beth, what do you think about the mayor's term only being 2 years and council being four? I mean, it's 2 years is way too short.
I agree. I do think that's problematic because I think it you have a vision, you want to do some things, and I do think 2 years is short.
So is that in the city charter?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, so we're going to put that on the change list.
Yeah, well, it's something to consider for sure.
So, you know, we're happy that you were with us this morning. Great conversation, good topics. Thanks for sharing. And, you know, it is tough. So kudos to you for, again, doing what 95% of the other people don't do, and that's run for office.
And we wish you luck.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Yes. So you have a website. Share with our listeners what it is.
VoteMaryBeth.org, O-R-G.
And Mary Beth is M-A-R-Y. B-E-T-H.
Correct.
Who I did good, .org, O-R-G.
Perfect.
So, listeners, if you have any questions, reach out to Mary Beth. Remember to vote, like oars in the water?
Nope. We'll put your oars in the water and fill out your ballots.
And vote. So, Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and all of our super fine over-the-top members. We've got a new sponsor coming on board. I'm not sharing who that is.
Ooh, drum roll.
Woohoo, you'll just have to wait.
But if people have any questions about contractors, contracts, work, et cetera, who do they call?
778-0040. Perfect. Call me. My name is Sandy, and every day I'm befuddled out there, listeners, by what's happening in the community, how people are being taken advantage of. They're paying cash for contracts, Mike. Cash, like hardcore cash. Oh, my gosh, stop it. Yep. Don't pay any cash.
So if you have problems, hopefully hit them off before they occur with Sandy.
778-0040. So until next weekend, you're Mike.
And you're Sandy.
And I'm Mary Beth.
And together we say, remember to vote.
Time. You've been listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Today's show has been sponsored by Prescott Dirt, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Vicente Landscaping, Century Painting, AeroSeal, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Builders Wholesale, Ability Remodeling, Elan Electric, and Delta Plus Floors. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!